KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
The 6th annual 8 Bands 1 Day event is coming up in Jefferson County real soon, and I wanted to talk to you about it and let you meet some of the organizers. Here's some of the bands that are going to be there. You won't want to miss it. I'm Judy Redluck. This is Encounter. My guests today are Dan Kennedy and Joy Ramsey. They are the organizers of this event. This is the 6th annual. Dan, what's it all about?
Well, 8 Bands 1 Day holds a yearly event to raise food for the area food pantries. And our long-term goal is to help and stock the Jefferson County food pantries every fall to prepare the pantries for the holiday seasons.
Joy, how did you get involved?
Dan and I go to the same church, and we were running a coffee house. And it started with monthly concerts. And at the end of the season, we were like, why don't we do something huge? And then Dan said, why don't we do it for a cause? So kind of was born out of hard work on our church campus.
So the mission for the 8 Bands Day is what?
The overall mission that we have is threefold. One is to build unity between area churches. So we thought, well, what can churches do to come together? And we can definitely use this event as an outreach to our friends and our families and our communities to make a wholesome event where people can come out and have a great day of fun, and at the end of the day to come together for compassion, and that's help people in our communities as far as food, toiletries, and things like that that they are suffering to have on a daily basis. And so we can come together then as the body of Christ and work towards helping our neighbors and our friends who are in need.
When is the event?
The event is at Jefferson County Fairgrounds in Hillsboro, Missouri. And it's on August 18th, and we are really excited because it is our 6th event, and I believe really God is starting to move within the area churches, and we are really excited this year to see what God really moves. We are trying to also be more evangelistic with our event so that when people come to spend the day that there's a, you could say, a come-to-Jesus moment for everyone, where regardless of where you're at with your walk with Christ, if someone got invited and you found the Lord that day, that's awesome. And maybe you're a teenager struggling with thoughts and ideas about this world and your identity, and God reveals to you that, hey, this is for me. This is Jesus is who I need to fill that hole in my life. If you're maybe a younger, older person, and you're coming and you think, you know, yeah, I really need to be involved in ministry somewhere, and I really see some of the things today that I believe I could be involved in. We're hoping that everyone, wherever their walk is, that they have an encounter with Christ that day.
You know, it's so important not to forget our mission and our vision for souls.
Amen.
It's just so important to be able to share the gospel with people. What ways are you going to intentionally share the gospel with people in this event?
We have a identity forum. They'll show a short film. And then there's a board of pastors, and Joseph Rojas and his son will be on that panel as well. It's just exploring why it's important to know who you are in Christ and what that means for you in your daily walk.
And where's that going to come in the day? The beginning, the middle, the end?
I think it's at 3 p.m. and it's for an hour.
And they're just going to talk about where people's lives are, life issues.
It's an open forum, so there will be audience interaction, and pastors are welcome to address whatever's brought up.
What other things are there for the whole family to enjoy?
There are inflatables and really unique clown ministry. Their performers are young and old, and they are Down syndrome people that are extremely talented, and they just have such pure hearts for the Lord. They do expressive worship, face painting, balloon animals, different ministry for the children. We have a puppet ministry and pony rides. The pony rides are provided by 180 Ministries, who work with people that have addictions and have lost their way.
What's the Missouri Association of Creation?
That is the people who put out the Is Genesis History movie. That's the same group. They bring fossils, and they talk to adults and children about how creation is proved in science.
So they're also going to be there that day. And you're going to have food vendors. What kind of food vendors are you going to have?
We're going to have hot dogs, hamburgers, brats, barbecue, turkey legs, And also we'll have a candy vendor. There'll be soda booth.
An ice cream truck.
An ice cream truck. Then also, if you are in a financial pinch, you're welcome, actually, to bring your own food if you want.
Tell us again where it's going to be located, what time it starts, and the particulars.
Okay, we are holding this event at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds in Hillsboro, Missouri, and it starts at 10 o'clock. The gates open at 10, and the event will run till 9 o'clock at night.
Tell us about some of the bands that are going to be there.
I would like to start out with Seventh-day Slumber because Joseph Rojas has an interesting testimony. Without really going lengthily into it, I think you just really need to come hear it. It's an amazing story of how God rescued him from a drug overdose situation and how he came to meet the Lord and the miraculous things God did to his life. And it ends with, it doesn't really end, his testimony is definitely continuing to grow, but he did get a chance coming from a broken family to meet up with his father later on in life, and some great things happened there. And I don't want to steal the thunder from his testimony.
So that's going to be Seventh-day Slumber.
Yeah, Seventh-day Slumber. Great band, got a heart for the Lord. We really do try to reach out to bands that desire to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ.
And here's a little clip, Into the Fire by Seventh-day Slumber. A man that was born in Australia, but he came to the United States and he was nominated for a Grammy Award. Talk about him coming.
It's Grant Norsworthy, and great young man, loves the Lord with all his heart, and he used to be with a former band called Sonic Flood, and
Sonic
then
Flood.
Now he is mainly ministering in praise and worship and does things with different ministries and churches as far as their praise and worship bands, and comes and works with them and talks about what worship really is all about.
We're going to hear a little clip from the song Jesus Loves Me that he's going to sing at this event. 8 bands, 1 day in Jefferson County.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they yes, Jesus loves me, but still I'm crying out and thirsting for more. I need more than the words on a page to show that you love me. I do hear me cry out for you in the desert. Come let it rain again.
Tell us about Backroads Bluegrass.
They're a new local band. They're from all over Jefferson County, and they have a guest mandolin player with them, Frank Ray. He is a Hall of Fame mandolin player and bluegrass singer. He's been singing and playing bluegrass for about 30 years.
All right. Backroads Bluegrass. Lots of great music at 8 Bands 1 Day event in Jefferson County at the fairgrounds. Again, give us the details.
Well, I'd like to say that we are at Jefferson County Fairgrounds in Hillsboro, Missouri, and our website is 8bandsoneday.org. And if you are interested in buying tickets, you can also go to iTickets. You can go to our website, and it will take you to iTickets. But that is the only way to get into this event unless you come at the gate, and you can pay at the gate. Also, on our website, 8bandsoneday.org, you can donate if you are interested in helping out with the financial end of this event, and you can give directly through there on the giving page.
So everything can be found at 8bandsoneday.org. I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter. The event is from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. on the 18th of August. Come on, bring your family, bring your friends. 8bandsoneday.org is the website to go to for more details. And I'd like to thank you, Dan Kennedy and Joy Ramsey, for coming and being my guest on this edition of Encounter.
Started a journey down a long dusty road. If your heart's been searching for a place to come home, sin and affliction. My friend, be encouraged by these words.